The following recording, Alabama 11, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Arnorov, Barbara Somerville, and Jill McCullough.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Coma, Coma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and lay her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Ms. Harrison, a billionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Was born in Montgomery, Alabama, raised in the suburbs of Montgomery County, about 25 minutes from the city limits. One thing that I can recall from my childhood was going to visit my friend. It was probably 2 days after New Year's, and I was probably around 10 years old, and we were playing with fireworks. Well, some kind of way, I lit my firework, and it landed in the field across the road, which started this massive fire because the field was so dry. And I just stood there in shock while everyone was running around me with buckets of water trying to put the fire out. And it was one of those pivotal moments in my childhood that at the time didn't seem funny at all, but now people joke about it all the time. But yeah, it's definitely one of those things from your childhood that you will never forget.